我想开头的时候，我们一同先来读一些主的话。
Let's begin with some passages from Scripture.
请弟兄姊妹打开腓立比书第二章。
The Epistle to the Philippians, Chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章第六节和第七节。
Paul's epistles to the Philippians, chapter 2, verse 6 to 7.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
Who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men.
希伯来书第一章
Hebrews chapter 1
第一章第一节到第二节的前一半就可以
First 1 to 2a
神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们
God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son.
使徒行传第三章
Acts chapter 3
第十三节
Verse 13
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神就是我们列祖的神已经荣耀了他的仆人耶稣你们却把他交付比拉多比拉多定义要释放他你们竟在比拉多面前弃绝了他
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go.
我们中文圣经啊，弟兄姊妹可以看见，这里有几个小字，那个仆人或作儿子。
In the Chinese Bible, there is a note. His servant Jesus also, for the word servant, is a son.
第四章。
Chapter 4, Acts.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
希律和本丢比拉多外邦人和以色列民果然在这城里聚集要攻打你所高的圣仆耶稣
For truly against your holy servant Jesus whom you anointed both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together
这里也是说到这个圣仆可以翻作是儿子
Here againYour holy servant Jesus, the servant can be translated as son.
第三十节
Verse 30.
他们恐吓我们，现在求主鉴察，一面叫你仆人大放胆量，讲你的道，一面伸出你的手来医治疾病，并且使神迹奇事，因着你圣仆耶稣的名行出来。
Now, Lord, look on their threats, and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word, by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus.
这里的仆人也是可以翻作儿子。
Again, the word servant here can be translated as son.
我们再看启示录第一章。
Revelation chapter 1.
第一章第六节
Verse 6
又使我们成为国民做他父神的祭司但愿荣耀全能归给他直到永永远远阿们
And has made us kings and priests to his God and Father to him be glory and dominion forever and ever 阿们
我们最后请看马太福音二十章
Lastly we'll turn to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 20
马太二十章第二十八节
Gospel of Matthew chapter 20 verse 28
正如人子来不是要受人的服侍乃是要服侍人并且要舍命做多人的赎价
just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many.
我们早上已经和弟兄姊妹们讲到。
This morning, we fellowshipped on this already.
侍奉在神永远的旨意里面是一个相当重要的思想。
Service in the eternal purpose of God is a very important subject.
神为着他的儿子所定那个荣耀的旨意。
God has set his glorious purpose in his son Jesus.
神是要得着一般侍奉的人跟他一同来完成。
God wants to obtain a people of service to complete his will.
所以这就是为什么神拯救了我们之后还呼召我们来侍奉他。
That is why God called us to service after he has saved us.
这个侍奉的意义啊，在神的心目中间呢，远比在我们的心目中间大得多了。
God's meaning of service is greater than anything we can imagine.
重要的多了。
It's more important than anything we can imagine.
神对于侍奉这件事情，
God's attitude towards service,
他用了他自己那个完全的智慧。
He used his omnipotent wisdom.
那么他对侍奉的性质、方式和要求，他都做了非常严厉的一个要求，严格的一个定规。
God has very stern requirements for the characteristics, the methodology, and the execution of service.
意思说，神救了我们，要我们来服侍，但是呢，不可以照着我们的意思。
In other words, God calls us to service, but not according to our ways.
所有的侍奉都要照着他的意思。
Every service is according to His will.
所以我们不要以为说，哎呀，今天我们蒙恩得救了，神要我们来服侍，那我们可以照着自己意思做。
So never think that, oh, God called us to serve, so I can do whatever I want in my service.
很多侍奉主的人都有这样的心思。
A lot of people think that way, unfortunately.
我们觉得我们现在要服侍神呢，我们要好好的用心，好好的计划，好好的来为神做点什么。
So when we are serving, we think that, oh, we need to plan diligently, we have to execute properly, and we have to come up with our own ways.
也许我们的动机意念都是好的。
Maybe your attitude is correct.
但是神从来没有许可我们用我们自己的意思来侍奉神。
But God would never let you serve him according to your own ideas.
所以在圣经的里面，
So in the scriptures,
我们看见神对于侍奉的性质，他有他的要求。
God has certain requirements towards the characteristics of service.
神对侍奉的方式也有他自己的定规。
God has certain requirements towards the methodology.
并且神在侍奉上有他自己的要求。
God has his own requirements altogether.
我想我们作为神的儿女，
As the children of God,
今天我们是一般蒙大恩的人。
We have received such great grace.
我们每一个人都是神的祭司。
Each and every one of us are priests
unto God. 我们应当服侍他。
We ought to serve him.
那么如何能把这个服侍得好呢？
So how can we serve him well?
所以这一次呢，我们一同聚在主跟前。
So this time when we gather before the Lord,
我里面深处的一个负担，
I have this burden within me.
就是想和弟兄姊妹一同来寻求，我们怎么样能把我们的服侍得好？
How can we serve him acceptably?
怎么样能叫神的心满意？
How can we satisfy the heart of God?
这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is very important.
我们早晨已经和弟兄姊妹讲过。
This morning we fellowshipped on this.
将来最后我们到基督的审判台前的时候。
At the end when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
神审判我们是根据侍奉。
God will judge us according to our service.
所以马太福音二十五章的话，我想弟兄姊妹都记得。
So you remember what is written in Matthew chapter 25.
最后到主跟前的时候。
When you stand before the Lord on that last day,
主人说好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
The Lord says, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
弟兄姊妹们，那我们的一生就有价值。
Brothers and sisters, then you have lived your life well.
那我们短暂的一生就活得值得了。
In this short lifetime, you've lived it well.
这是多么重要的一件事情。
This is very important.
并且我们也晓得主回来的日子非常的迫近。
We know that the Lord is coming back so very soon.
主留给我们在地上还有一个机会可以服侍他。
The Lord gives us opportunities to serve him.
每个人都要抓紧这个机会。
Everyone needs to seize those opportunities.
在主的许多比喻里面，有一个比喻是对幕后时代圣徒很大激励。
There is a parable that really encouraged those who live in the last days.
我每次想到这个比喻，我里面就很兴奋。
Whenever I meditate on this parable, I'm very excited.
主说他一个葡萄园，对吧？
Remember the Lord said he has this vineyard?
那么他从早晨就招呼造人进葡萄园。
In the morning, he called workers to work on his vineyard.
九点钟也有人进去，十点钟也有人进去，十二点钟也有人进去。
So he called workers at 9 in the morning and at 12 noon.
下午三点钟有人进去。
He likewise called again at 3 p.m. 最
后到了酉时，就是这个天快暗了。
And just before it turns dark,
还差一个钟头，一个时辰。
With just one work hour left,
那么这一天就结束。
That the whole work day would be over.
主就看见呢，在外面还站着很多人。
And the Lord sees, oh, there's still people standing, loitering.
主就把他们呼召进葡萄园。
So God called them into the vineyard.
因为早晨主召这些工人进去的时候啊。
Because when God called the workers in the morning,
跟他们讲好一天的工资是一千银子。
He made a deal with them. A day's wages is one denarius.
结果这个最后啊，就一个钟头的人进来之后呢。
And the worker that worked only 1 hour.
那么，主发工钱的时候也是一千银子。
When the Lord gave his pay, he also likewise got one denarius.
哇，所以前面进来的人就埋怨了。
So those who worked from the morning onward were grumbling.
我们劳苦了一整天。
We toiled the whole day.
居然跟这个进来怎么一个时辰一个钟头的人得主的是一样的。
How can we get the same wage as the guy who worked just 1 hour?
主说我没有亏负你们。
The Lord said, I did not rip you off.
我们讲好了是一千银子的。
We made a deal that you get one denarius.
你得罪一千银子，这个我愿意恩待谁就恩待谁，对吧？
I'm willing to be gracious to whom I will be gracious.
弟兄姊妹们，主为什么做这个比喻啊？
Why did the Lord tell that parable to us?
就是鼓励你我这些活在末后时代中的圣徒。
To encourage those who live in the last days as we are.
真的很可能再过一个时辰，主就回来了。
It may be that we just work only 1 hour and the Lord comes back. That's why he put us in the last days.
这主实在是特别恩待我们。
So the Lord is very gracious.
所以我每次想到这个故事，我就很兴奋。
So when I meditate on this parable, I'm very excited.
弟兄姊妹，你兴奋吗？
Are you excited?
我看大家的表情好像不太兴奋。
You guys don't look excited at all.
我很兴奋。
I am excited.
所以呢，我一定要寻求在这个时候怎样能够按照神的旨意来服侍他。
So now I seek.After the way to serve him acceptably.
虽然经过今天2000年的教会历史，地上教会的光景有大的变动。
After 2,000 years of church history, there are great changes in Christianity today.
我也知道今天如果你按照主的心意来侍奉主，你需要付代价。
So if you serve according to God's pattern, you have to pay the price.
你要遭遇很大的难处。
You will have great difficulties.
因为呢，这个变质的。今天在地上的教会的光景呢，成为非常大的阻力。
Because there are great changes happening in the house of God.
但对我来讲，值得。
But for me, it's.
我就愿意守住这个，守住神的旨意，服侍主。
It's worth it to pay the price to hold on to God's
pattern of service. 短短的一点时间。
Because the time is so short that is left.
不能妥协的。
You cannot compromise at
this hour. 我们不能按照今天已经继承的情况我们来侍奉的。
You cannot serve according to the mainstream church today.
一定要回到主的心里。
You have to go back to the purpose of God.
所以这次特会，主给我这个负担啊。
So in this conference, God gives me this burden.
我要鼓励弟兄姊妹们。
I have to encourage the brothers and
sisters. 在这最后一点点的时间里面。
In this last hour.
按照主的话。
According to God's word,
照着主的心意。
According to God's heart,
弟兄姊妹，你可能要得着的奖赏是历世历代许多爱主的弟兄姊妹们所得着的奖赏。
It may be that the wages you receive are equal to those church fathers before us.
你觉得值得吗？
Do you think it's worth it?
非常值得。
It's very worth it.
如果我们这一点点的机会都失去了，
If you lose this.Opportunity.
请我们记得。
Remember this.
圣经告诉我们说。
The scriptures tell us.
主一回来。
When the Lord comes back.
很多的人要懊悔。
A lot of people would be weeping and gnashing their teeth.
并且，他已经讲出来了，咬牙切齿的懊悔。
they would gnash their teeth because they lost so much.
你知道咬牙切齿是多么大的悔恨呢？
Do you know how much regret it takes to gnash your teeth?
所以不要轻看这个东西。
So do not esteem it.
我早晨已经在跟弟兄姊妹讲到。
So this morning I told the
brothers and sisters. 我们对于地上的工作，我们那么的认真，那么在意。
We are so obsessed about our career and our jobs.
而我们却把神这个永远的这个托付，把它看得很清淡。
But we lightly esteem our service, which is eternal.
你失去了。神在创世以来为这末后时代所预备的那个大奖赏。
You would miss the reward that God prepared for those who would follow His will in the last days.
你想我们要多有多大的懊悔呢
？How much regret you would have?
希望我们没有一个是懊悔的。
I hope that no one would regret on that day.
所以我们需要回到圣经里面。
We have to return to the Bible.
我们要看看到底主要我们怎么样。
Let us see what, how God wants us to serve him.
我早晨也讲了，今天我们已经在新约的时代中。
I already mentioned this morning that we live in the New Testament today.
新约圣经里面有非常明确的启示。
In the New Testament, we have very clear instructions.
告诉我们应当怎样按照新约的特性在神面前来侍奉。
To tell us how to serve him according to the New Testament method.
我想弟兄姊妹都知道啊。在旧约时代中
We remember in the Old Testament,
神对于那些侍奉的人呢，最大的要求就是什么？听话。
God's greatest requirement to a servant in the Old Testament is to hear him.
所以一个做仆人真正的喜欢听主人的话，就把这个耳朵什么钉在门框上，对吧？用刺把它刺穿。
You remember the bond servant who listens to his master? There would, his ears would be pierced with, and there would be an earring on his ear.
但是我常常发现，旧约的圣徒们呢，听话很困难。
But I also discovered that the servants in the Old Testament, they are hard of hearing.
那么我们活在新约时代中的圣徒，听话容易吗？
So in the New Testament, do we hear him easily?
我们真的很听话吗？
An obedient people.
我们都是喜欢偏行己路，对不对？
We all like to go our own way.
我们喜欢按照我们自己的意思。
We want to do things our own way, of course.
我们常常勉强神呢，要来符合我们的意思。
We twist God's arm to bless what we want.
我们失去很多的恩典和祝福。
We lose a lot of grace and blessings this way.
所以愿主开通我们的耳朵。
May the Lord open our ears.
让我们真正能听见主的声音。
So we can truly hear what God is saying to us.
愿意照他的话来行。
That we would obey him according to his word.
我过去曾经在弟兄姊妹中间也讲过。
I've shared this with you in the past.
神呢，在新约圣经里面呢，一个最大的一个吩咐。
In the New Testament, God's greatest commandment
也是最简单的吩咐。
It's also the most simple commandment.
这是神呢自己出来说话。
It's what God said himself.
这是非常不寻常的。
It's very abnormal.
神对他的百姓说。
God said to his people.
这是我的爱子。
This is my beloved son.
你们要听他。
Hear him.
这是最简单的一个吩咐。
This is a very simple commandment.
我们看见这个最简单的吩咐啊，在教会历史上却成了最难做到的事情。
But in church history, we see that it's the most difficult thing.
弟兄姊妹，听话对我们来讲难不难呢
？Is it hard to hear him?
不要以为容易。
Don't lightly esteem this instruction.
求主给我们里面有顺服的心。
May the Lord give us an obedient heart.
愿意听他的话。
That we would listen to him.
这是关乎到我们将来蒙福的事情。
It has to do with your blessings in the future.
那么早晨我们已经讲过了。
This morning we likewise mentioned.
在新约时代中。
In the New Testament.
侍奉的第一个特性。
The first characteristics of service.
是你需要分辨新人和旧人的性质。
You have to decipher between what is of the old man and the new man.
我晚上再强调一下。
Let me emphasize again tonight.
请我们记得。
Let us remember.
旧人是神要除掉的。
God wants to get rid of the old man.
是神要把他丢弃的。
God wants to get rid of that man.
是神不要的。
God doesn't want anything to do with that man. 新人
才是神所要的。
The new man is what God is after.
你希望我们弟兄姊妹牢记这件事情。
Please remember this.
今天呢，因为我们呢，生出来就是个旧人。
Because we are born an old man.
我们就有旧的天性在里面。
We have the old nature.
所以我们对于旧的事物非常有爱好的。
So we love what is of the old man.
凡是出于人的东西啊，我们接受起来都很容易。
It's very easy for us to accept what is from the
我们也很喜欢这些东西。
We love them naturally.
但请你我记得,
But remember,
旧人的一切神都要把它除掉了。
God will get rid of everything that comes from the old man.
今天神要我们的是跟从新人的性质。
God wants us to serve him according to the new man.
教会是个新人。
The church is a new man.
而每个弟兄姊妹都需要具备新人的性质。
So each and every brothers and sisters needs to prepare according to the characteristics of the new man.
是非常非常的重要的。So
to decipher this is very important.
其实在旧约时代中啊,
And in the Old Testament,
神已经借着以色列的百姓在说话。God
spoke to us through the Israelites.
我们知道神在整个人类当中拣选以色列这个民族。
We know that of all the nations of the world, God chose the Israelites.
神让他们成为神的选民。
They became God's chosen people.
让他们来侍奉神。
And let them serve God.
神对他们的要求很多。
So God has certain requirements for them.
其中一个很大的要求啊。
And one of them is.
就是说呢, 你们要跟天下其他的所有的民族都要分别。
You have to separate yourselves from the peoples of the world.
哇，这个对以色列人来讲难得不得了。
And it was so hard for the Israelites to do that.
现在把他们带到迦南地之后呢？
After God brought them into Canaan.
他们一直没有办法跟这些迦南人那个分别。
They cannot set themselves apart with the rest of the world.
哎呀，跟他们通婚，跟他们来往。
There's intermarriage, there's interactions.
结果呢，以色列人就成了一个混杂的民族。
So the Israelites became a mixed people.
所以叫神的心意没有办法这个实行。
So the heart of God could not be manifest.
当然按照我们今天来讲啊，我们排斥别的民族啊，这种启示是不应该的，对吧？
Today we should not be racist against certain people.
所以旧约呢，以色列百姓活在这么一种光景中，非常不容易。
So it's hard for the Israelites to live out that way.
其实神是用预表的方式已经在说明了。
But God is using them as a type.
以色列人不列在万邦之中了，对吧？
The Israelites should not be immersed.
他们是神的选民。
They are chosen people.
他们应当按照神的心意来生活。
They ought to live according to God's purpose.
那么到了新约时代中了。
And now in the New Testament.
各民各族各方都进到教会里面了。
All the peoples of different nations are in the church now.
但圣经告诉我们，我们是新造的一个族类。
And scripture tells us we are a new creation.
我们也不可以跟这个世界有任何的联合。
We cannot be bonded with the world.
其实呢，它主要用意说呢，你是新人，要跟旧的分开。
In another words, you are a new man. Do not mix yourself with the old man.
我们今天不需要去歧视任何人。
And today we don't need to be against any race.
但是呢，我们需要怎么样呢？在性质上面呢，能够分别。
But we need to separate ourselves from the world.
教会历史告诉我们,
In church history,
教会所以失去它那个属天的特性,
the church lost its spiritual characteristics.
就是因为混杂。
It's because there's a mixture.
这是仇敌很厉害的工作。
That is an attack of the enemy.
什么时候一混杂,
Whenever there is a mixture,
教会的特性就没有了。
The church lost its characteristics.
教会就被拉到地上成了一个属世的团体。
The church is pulled from heaven to earth and became an earthly organization.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们今天作为一个蒙恩得救, 我们需要首先分辨新人和旧人的这个性质。
So as a saved people, we first need to decipher what is of the new man and what is of the old man.
我们在不同的范围的里面,
in different areas,
这实在是一个非常非常重要的一件事情。
It's a very important topic.
愿主开我们里面的眼睛,
May the Lord open our eyes.
让我们能看见这件事情的重要。
Help us to understand how important this is.
那么这个早晨呢, 我已经和弟兄姊妹们有了一个交通。
So this morning, I already fellowship with you on this topic.
那么今天晚上呢,
This evening,
我们要来到神对侍奉方式上的一个要求。
I want to share with you what God requires in our service in terms of methodology.
当然在新约圣经里面呢，这个侍奉的方式是 可以有三个重点。
There are three important points to methods of service.
新约的侍奉的方式，第一个点就是儿子的侍奉。
Number one, the son's service.
第二个点
Secondly,
是身体的侍奉。
The service of the body.
第三个点是国度的侍奉。
The third topic is the kingdom's service.
不过这次呢，因为呢，我这个时间的缘故，我只和弟兄姊妹讲到我们个人在主间面前的光景。
Because of the limitation of time, I can only fellowship with you our personal service.
所以呢，我们只讲儿子的侍奉。
So let us fellowship upon the son's service.
那么这个儿子的侍奉是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean by the son's service?
我先把这个重点给弟兄姊妹啊。
Let me give you the core of this meaning.
儿子的侍奉有两个重点。
There are two points to the service of the son.
第一个重点。
First,
儿子侍奉的意义是生命的侍奉。
The son's service is the service flowing from life.
那就在我们的侍奉中，我们要流露生命，表现生命。
In our service, we need to let that life overflow from within us.
简单的来说，
Very simply,
在我们的侍奉中，一切都是活的。
Everything in our service is living.
我们的神是生命的神。
Our God is a God of life.
他从来不要死的东西。
He never needed anything dead.
他也不能接受死的东西。
He cannot accept anything dead.
所以我们一切的侍奉都应该是活的。
So all our service must be living.
所以儿子的侍奉是生命的侍奋。
So the son's service is the service of life.
那么第二个重点呢？
And the second topic.
就是儿子的侍奉是家的侍奉。
The son's service is the service of the family.
因为我们跟神之间有父子的关系。
Because God is our father.
那么这是一个家。
So this is a family.
所以我们的服侍是服侍父亲。
So our service is to serve the father.
当我们能够把神的家建立起来。
So when we can build up God's house.
我们就能叫父的计划得到成就。
Then we can advance the purpose of God.
所以我们希望弟兄姊妹们能很清楚。
So I pray that brothers and sisters would truly understand.
教会不是一个宗教组织。
The church is not a religious organization.
教会也不是学校。
The church is not a school either.
也不是什么公司，什么社团。
It's not a company or corporation.
教会乃是神的家。
The church is the house of God.
我们是天父的儿女。
We are the children of our heavenly father.
这是一个家的服事。
This is the service of the family.
我想首先希望弟兄姊妹先记住这两件事情。
I want the brothers and sisters to remember these two points.
然后我们看一看神怎样借着主耶稣基督启示了这个儿子的侍奉。
So let us study how God revealed the service of the Son through the life of Christ.
我们这在旧约时代中以色列百姓的光景没有办法满足神的心意，所以神把它结束。
So we know that the Israelites could not satisfy God's heart and service in the Old Testament, so God terminated that service.
而新约来了一个另外一个起头。
And He started everything anew in the New Testament.
而这一个起头是神的儿子自己来做仆人。
This new beginning, God sent His own Son to be that servant.
所以我们在腓立比书第二章读到。
So in Philippians chapter 2,
主耶稣到地上来，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
It speaks of Christ taking the form of a bond servant and coming in the likeness of man.
神的儿子自己到地上来做仆人。
It's the Son of God coming in the form of man to serve.
那么你在四福音书里面也读到。
In the four gospel, you see likewise.
很多地方神都是以儿子为仆人，有这些比喻。
God is comparing His Son to a servant.
如果读到马太福音二十一章那里也讲到。
In Matthew chapter 21, it says.
所以呢，这个说明了新约侍奉的方式不一样。
It speaks of the New Testament service is different.
这是新约侍奉的一个非常大的特性。
It's a unique characteristic to New Testament.
在旧约时代中。
In the Old Testament.
神使用各式各样不同的先知，各样各不同的人。
God speak to us through the prophets and other people.
讲说呢， 从前神是使用这些先知们多次多方的来晓谕。
So in Hebrews it says God at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets.
但是在末世的时候呢？
Has in these last days.
他乃是借着他的儿子来说话。
Spoken to us by His Son.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
这是今天新约时代中侍奉的方式上面的不一样。
So you see how in the New Testament the characteristics of service is a little bit different.
我们在使徒行传里面刚才读到的第三章第四章里面呢，
We read in Acts chapter 3 and 4.
那里论到主耶稣时他用个圣仆耶稣。
Jesus is mentioned the holy servant Jesus.
那么这个字在希腊文很特别。
This word is very unique in the original Greek.
这个字 pious 这个字啊。
This word pious.
它可以翻作是仆人。
Can be translated as servant.
也可以翻作是儿子。
Can be likewise translated as son.
也可以翻作是女仆 maid.
Can likewise be translated as maid.
你看，这个字很特别。
You see how special this word is.
至少这个字在用在主身上具备两面的意思。
So this word is used to describe Jesus. It has a twofold meaning.
他一方面是神的儿子。
And firstly, he is the son of God.
另外一面呢，他又是神的仆人。
And secondly, he's also the servant of God.
我们不知道哈，当初希腊人呢，为什么会用这么一个奇特的字眼
？Why was this peculiar Greek word used？
但是这个字眼正好用在圣经里面，非常合适。
It's so suitable to describe our Lord Jesus.
感谢我们的主。
Thank the Lord.
他自己到地上来做榜样。
He came from heaven to earth to set an example.
他又是神的儿子，他又是神的仆人。
He is the Son of God and the servant of God.
那么呢，弟兄姊妹们，当我们读四福音书的时候啊
，When we read the four gospels,
我们发现一件事情很有趣的。
We see this very special thing.
就是主耶稣啊，从出生一直到三十岁。
From the moment of the birth of Christ to when he turned 30,
没有人知道他是神的儿子。
No one knew that he was the son of God.
可能唯独只有一个人知道，就是他的母亲玛利亚。
The only person knew was his mom, Mary.
因为玛利亚从圣灵怀孕的。
Because she was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
天使也告诉他，他说怀着孕呢，是一个圣者，是神的儿子。
The angel told him that the Holy One is conceived in you.
那么主耶稣啊，这个神的儿子的身份什么时候开始显露出来的呢
？So when did the identity of Jesus as the Son of God been revealed？
那是他三十岁的时候。
Is when he turned 30.
三十岁时候做什么？他出来侍奉。
When he was 30, he came out into ministry.
也就是说呢，他这个神儿子的身份呢，是借着侍奉把它显明出来。
In other words, his identity is revealed through his service.
所以这个对我们来讲就很清楚了。
So it's very clear to us.
我们今天侍奉最大的目的是什么？彰显神的儿子。
So the greatest purpose in our service today is to manifest the Son of God.
所以侍奉还不一定建立什么制度，侍奉还不是说我们有什么多好的表，一些作为。
So you see, the service is not about outward things or certain principles.
真正好的侍奉是把主显出来。
True service is to manifest the Lord.
这个是一个很重要的意念。
This is a very important concept.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们感谢我们的主。
We praise and thank our God.
他自己来做榜样。
He became an example for us.
所以三十岁的时候，主第一件做了什么事情呢
？So when he turned 30, what did he do?
他来到约旦河。
He came to the river Jordan.
受施洗约翰的洗。
He was baptized by John the Baptist.
所以当他从水里上来的时候
，When he came out from the water,
圣灵像鸽子一样降在他身上。
The Holy Spirit descended upon him as a dove.
然后神就自己出来说话。
And God himself spoke.
他说：“这是我的爱子。”
This is my beloved son.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见主在地上道成肉身成为一个人的时候。
So when the Lord became flesh and dwelled among us,
没有人知道他是神的儿子。
No one knew he was the son of God.
他三十年隐藏在约瑟的家里面。
He was hidden in the house of Joseph for 30 years.
可能约瑟也不清楚。
Maybe Joseph wasn't sure who he was.
因为约瑟是个木匠。
Because he was a carpenter.
所以就整天拉着主耶稣跟他做木匠。
So he raised Jesus as a carpenter.
一下做个板凳，一下做个桌子。
Maybe sometimes he'll teach him to make a table or a chair.
有时候还给牛啊做个鹅。
Or maybe a yoke for the oxen.
啊，那么有人讲说呢，主耶稣曾经讲过，你们要负我的鹅。
Remember Jesus said.Take my yoke upon you.
因为他跟着约瑟的时候，他有时候做个鹅。
Because Joseph taught him how to make a yoke.
他们想，人家就讲说，可能主耶稣做的鹅，这个牛背起来最舒服。
People would say that the yoke that Jesus made is so comfortable for the oxen.
所以主耶稣才说，你们要负我的鹅。
So Jesus said, bear my yoke.
因为我的鹅是最舒服的。
Because my yoke is the most comfortable.
弟兄姊妹们。他就跟着木匠，约瑟做木匠。
So Jesus followed Joseph and became a carpenter.
我们还晓得主耶稣还有很多兄弟姐妹呢。
We also know that Jesus had brothers and sisters.
他们整天跟他生活在一起。
They lived together.
他们就觉得他是个大哥哥。
And he was a big brother to his siblings.
哎呀，有谁知道他是神的儿子呢
？Who knew he was the son of God?
三十年没有人知道。
For 30 years, no one knew.
所以呢，主耶稣。第一次在人的地位上把神的儿子显出来，是在受尽这件事情上。
So Jesus as a man manifest himself as the Son of God at his baptism.
所以你知道吗？你我蒙恩得救，接受耶稣基督，受尽归在他的名下，神就承认我们是他的儿子。
So when you accept the Lord as your personal Savior and you become baptized, you became the Son of God.
所以你知道受浸多重要。
So you see how important baptism is.
你承认了父亲，父亲也承认了你了。
You acknowledge the Father and the Father acknowledge you as a son.
那么好，天上的父说了。
So now the Heavenly Father spoke.
可能这些、啊、人听见了 也不以为意啊。
And maybe the people who heard that voice didn't take it seriously.
所以后来一些门徒们跟随主。
And later on, the disciples followed Jesus.
门徒们开头啊也搞不清楚。
At the beginning, the disciples couldn't figure it out.
因为很多人那个时候讲主耶稣是先知啊，大先知。
Because a lot of people back then said Jesus is the prophet, the great prophet.
我们要跟从这个大先知。
Oh, let's follow that great prophet.
所以他不晓得。他们是跟神的儿子走在一起啊。
So they didn't know that they were following the Son of God.
那么第二个发现主耶稣是神的儿子的是谁呢
？Who was the second person that figured out Jesus was the Son of God？
乃是那些巫鬼。
Those evil spirits。
啊，这些邪灵。
Those demonic spirits。
啊，在马太福音、马可福音里面都记载着。
In the Gospel of Matthew and Mark, it's documented.
当主耶稣在那里从人身上把鬼赶出去，把病医好的时候
，When Jesus was casting out demons and healing the sick,
这鬼就在后面喊起来了。
Those demons shouted.
这个人是神的儿子。
This is the Son of God.
主说不要讲话。
And the Lord shut them up.
不准他们讲。
The Lord forbid them to speak.
他说你是神的儿子。
You are the Son of God.
你来叫我们受苦吗
？Are you here to torture us before the appointed time？
弟兄姊妹，你看见
？So brothers and sisters.
第二个认识主耶稣是神儿子的人是什么？是巫鬼。
The second group of people that recognize Jesus as the Son of God are the demonic spirits.
怎么样把主的儿子身份显出来的呢
？How did Jesus manifest his identity as the Son of God？
因为他开始服侍，他开始服侍。
Again, he began his service.
所以呢，主是借着侍奉，借着做仆人，把神儿子的身份显明出来。
By his service, by the very fact that he was a servant, Jesus manifests himself as the Son of God.
然后渐渐的才被门徒们看见。
And gradually the disciples recognized this.
哎呀，主行了很多神迹奇事。
The Lord conducted so many miracles and
wonders. 门徒们才发觉啊。这个在我们旁边这个人跟我们不一样。
And then the disciples recognize that this man is different.
所以他们忽然说，这真是神的儿子。
And then they proclaim, truly, this is the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹们是被门徒们认识。
And then he was recognized by the disciples.
最后
，Lastly，
是被罗马的一个百夫长认识。
He was recognized by the Roman centurion.
他被钉在十字架上。
When he was nailed to the cross. The centurion said, this is truly the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹, 你读四福音书的时候,
when you read the four Gospels,
你很清楚看见一件事情,
you see this very clearly.
神的儿子到地上来,
the Son of God came to earth.
他只有借着侍奉, 把他的, 儿子的身份彰显出来,
he manifests his identity as the Son of God through his servant.
所以这个给侍奉下了一个非常大的定义。
So he set this great example of service
今天,
before us.
Definition.
Oh, he defined service before us.
那么今天呢, 弟兄姊妹们, 我们要知道, 侍奉最大的意义就是把神的儿子显出来。
So the very definition of service is to manifest the Son of God.
我们看人服事跟神看人不一样的。
We observe service differently than how God views service.
哎呀，我们看人，哦，这个人呢，你看看做多大的功啊，带多少人得救，建立多少聚会啊，哦，我们看这个，对不对？
We would see things outwardly and say, oh, that man set up such a great work and built up so many churches here and there, and that's so wonderful.
所以常常叫我们这些没有恩赐的人呢，很自卑呀。
And those without the gifts are very, has very low self-esteem.
一看见别人服事，又羡慕又自卑。
Because when they observed the great works of others, they became so ashamed. But if you truly understand the characteristics of New Testament service, then you don't need to feel that way. Because genuine service is the manifestation of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，你只要在你的生活中、侍奉中能把主显出来了，神看这个就是真正的侍奉了。
As long as you can live out Christ and manifest Him in His service, that is what God is after.
我们所以侍奉主不是光为他做事的。
So serving God is not just doing things for Him.
是要彰显他的自己。
It's to manifest Himself.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这一些的特性啊, 是属于所有神的儿女的。
These characteristics belong to each and every child of God.
我再说,
let me repeat.
在旧约时代中,
in the Old Testament,
侍奉是特殊的。
Service belongs to the selected few.
在新约时代中,
in the New Testament,
侍奉是普遍的。
Service belongs to all.
每一个弟兄姊妹都可以服侍我们的。
Each and every brothers and sisters can serve our God.
所以既然到了新约时代中, 侍奉是儿子的侍奉。
In the New Testament, it's the service of the Son.
所以呢, 我们这些人要侍奉主, 第一件事情必须得着神的生命。
So the first thing to do in our service is to obtain the life of the Son in us.
神在他的侍奉中不要外邦人的。
God does not want any Gentiles in his service.
对我们呢，是先有生命，然后才有服事。
We must first have this life, then we have service.
启示录第一章告诉我们。
Revelation chapter 1 tells us,
我们是做父神的祭司。
We are to be a kingdom of priests unto God.
因为他先要把我们摆在儿女的地位上面。
Because first we are children.
所以他必须把他的生命赐给我们。
He must first give us his life.
这也就是为什么我们要听福音，要信耶稣得永生的这个原因啊。
That is why we must listen to the gospel and receive eternal life.
我总感觉啊，常常我们基督徒啊，把主的救恩拉得太低了。
I always feel that we bring God's salvation to such a low point.
啊，人家常常很多人常常感觉，因为我们呢活在罪中啊，在仇敌的手底下很可怜呢，所以主就救了我们。
We always think that, oh, because we were bound in sin and we were under the oppression of the enemy, and then the Lord rescued us.
地上的生活太劳苦，太愁烦了。
Oh, we are so weary with the labor of the earth.
所以主将来把我们拉到天堂去享受。So
God is transporting us to heaven to enjoy better things.
到了天堂，天天都快乐。And
in heaven, we would rejoice every day.
每天吃水果。And
we have nice fruits.
喝生命河的水,
and we drink from the river of life.
看多悠哉啊,
oh, it's like a party.
弟兄姊妹是这样吗?
Is it truly like that?
如果是我们这样的想法,
if you think like that,
搞不了几个月你就厌烦了,
you would be sick of it in a couple months.
是这样吗?
Is it truly like that?
不是。
Not so.
主付那么重大代价救我们,
God paid such a price to save you.
不是光可怜我们,
it's not just to pity
you. 因为神有重大的意义。 目的在背后的。
God has such a grand purpose behind it all.
神要救赎我们, 要叫我们成为什么? 侍奉神的人。
God wants to transform us into a people of service.
他首先叫我们成为他的儿女。
We are converted into a heavenly people.
然后呢，我们要和我们的父神一同来完成他的旨意。
And along with our heavenly Father, we can complete His purpose.
所以对于今天在神的百姓当中。
So in the people of God today.
这个重生得救啊，是第一件重要的事情。
This born again is very important.
如果你没有重生，你不能称为神的儿女。
If you're not born again, you're not a child of God.
我的意思说，你不是光赞同基督教。
You don't just take up space in church.
有的时候我心里面也是很叹息。
Sometimes I sigh within.
像美国号称有两亿的基督徒。
In U.S., there is about 20 million Christians. Oh, sorry, 200 million Christians.
但是呢，在我们的感觉中，恐怕一大半恐怕都没有重生得救。
But in my estimation, the majority of them are not truly born again.
是传统的基督徒。
These are second generation Christians.
真的，我有时碰见一个美国人。
Was one day I bump into an American.
我说你是基督徒吗？
I asked him, "Are you a Christian?"
他抽着烟跟我讲，他说 "Of course."
He was smoking and he said, "Of course, I am a Christian."
我看他那个样子，根本都不像个得救的人。
I looked at him; he doesn't look very safe to me.
没有重生。
He's not born again.
所以你如果没有重生，你不是神的儿女，你不能服侍神的。
If you're not born again, you're not a child of God. You cannot serve God.
所以重生对于侍奉来讲是一个重要的起点。
So to be born again is a very important beginning.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
我们一重生得救，我们就有了什么？有了神儿子的生命在我们里面。
When we are born again, we have the life of the Son within us.
那我们真正的侍奉呢，就是让这个生命在我们身上得到流露。
Genuine service is to let that life of the Son overflow from you.
凡是没有生命的东西都不算为侍奉。
If any service has no life in it, that is not service.
因为这个不是按照人的眼光，是按照神的眼光来看。
Because we view things not according to man, but according to God.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天我们在教会的侍奉中。
In our service today.
每一样事物都需要出自生命。
Everything needs to flow from life.
这真的是太重要了。
It's very important.
你只有当你把这一个生命流露出来的时候。
When you let that life overflow from within you.
你就真正把主耶稣基督流露出来。
Then you can manifest Christ Jesus.
借着我们做仆人，把神的儿子的荣耀彰显出来。
So as servants, we can manifest the glory of the Son of God.
侍奉是基督的流露。
So service is the manifestation of Christ.
神有心意，借着我们的侍奉，要叫他儿子的性质充满整个万有。
God's heart is to let the life of His Son over, fill the universe.
所以弟兄姊妹们。服侍不是一件外面的事情。
So service is not an outward thing.
侍奉是里面的事情。
Service is an inward thing.
所以我记得很多年前曾经和弟兄姊妹讲到。
I remember years ago, this brother.
约翰福音第一章第四节的话很重要。
Shared about First John chapter 4.
就生命在他里头。
Life is in him.
今天我们只有到主耶稣基督这里得生命。
So today, we can obtain life from Christ.
这是一个重要的原则。
It's a very important principle.
这个包括我们基督徒属灵生活和侍奉所有的一切。
It encompasses everything in our Christian service.
你读圣经，你需要摸到生命。
When you read scripture, you need to touch life.
你怎么样摸到生命呢？
How do you touch life?
你要摸到基督。
You have to touch Christ.
我们聚会里面连我们的祷告一下，你要摸到生命。
In your prayer today, you have to touch life.
我想我举简单的例子说明一下。
Let me raise a simple example.
我们今天蒙恩得救的人，每个人都有生命，对吧？
Today we're born again, so each and every one of us has life.
比方说，有时候我们来到薄饼聚会里了。
For example, when we come before the Lord during the breaking of bread.
哇，这个，你的生命在里面受感动。
Your life within you is so touched.
有的人呢，感动的不得了，他就是不开口。
Some people are so touched and they're so very touched, but they remain silent.
该你祷告，你不祷告。
The Lord wants you to pray, but you stopped him.
我们所以常常鼓励弟兄姊妹开口。
So we always encourage brothers and sisters to pray.
但是我们的性格啊，把这个生命呢，把它捆得死死的。
But our character just oppose that prompting.
不容易顺服。
We don't obey willingly.
但是我要提醒很多老基督徒啊。
But I always want to remind the elderly Christians.
因为呢，我们经常祷告。
Because we always pray.
祷告对我们来讲一点都不难。
So it's not a hard thing for us to pray publicly.
一张口就可以祷告。
You just open your mouth and then it goes.
有很多时候在聚会里，我也看见很多弟兄姊妹们呢，是一种习惯性的祷告。
I always observe that for the elderly brothers and sisters, they pray out of routine.
这个不是不好。
It's not bad per se.
但是呢，没有达到这个生命的要求。
But it does not meet the requirement of life.
我们应该感觉祷告与不祷告是里面生命的感觉的一个发表。
To pray or not to pray should be determined by how you are touched by the life within you.
弟兄姊妹，你会发觉，当我们真正等候在主跟前，圣灵在我们生命中有感动的时候，那个祷告出来感觉是不一样的。
If the Holy Spirit constrains you, and then you have a prayer that's overflowing from that prompting, it's very different from your routine.
我相信你们不会误解我。
I'm sure you understand what I'm saying.
因为今天我们所要求的聚会里面每一个动作每一个情况都是供应生命。
I pray that each and every activity within the house of God today would come from that prompting of life within us.
那个真正顺着生命的感觉出来的东西供应整个教会。
If you follow that flow of life, you are supplying to the house of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我不是说因为这样我们把祷告变得困难了，不是难，一点都不难。
I'm not trying to make your prayer life difficult.
你只要学习等候在主跟前，生命的感觉定规会有的。
Learn to wait before the Lord. As you wait before the Lord, the Holy Spirit would prompt you, and that touch of life would come upon you.
所以你出蒙恩的弟兄姊妹需要顺着生命的感觉，多年蒙恩的人也需要顺着生命的感觉。
So the newly saved brothers and sisters need to follow that flow of life. Likewise, the Christians that are saved for many years need to follow that flow of life.
为什么呢？
Why?
我们要求一个活的服侍。
Because we are required to render unto him a living service.
这实在是非常的重要。
It's very important.
所以你记得主耶稣在世的时候指责那些祭司们的法利赛人。
Remember Jesus rebuked the Pharisees and the teachers of the law?
他们可会祷告了。
They know how to pray.
还站在街口。
They stand at the corners of the street.
头上啊，挂着经文，衣服上都挂着经文。
And they have their Bible verses, and their gear on their head.
过来了，他就这么祷告，给人家祝福。
And then they wave their hands and bless the people.
主一看，假冒伪善。
The Lord looked at them, hypocrites.
那个假冒伪善原文是什么？演戏，在演戏。
Hypocrites in the original Greek means a theater performer.
弟兄姊妹们。为什么？因为神要求是生命。
Why? Because the Lord wants life.
基督徒是活的。
A Christian is living.
我们每一个弟兄姊妹都应该是活的。
Each and every brothers and sisters should have this genuine life.
因为你我是有生命的人。
Because you have this life.
没有生命当然活不起来了。
Of course, if you don't have this life, you cannot be living.
有了生命你就应当活。
If you have that life, you should live it out.
所以弟兄姊妹，对于我们来讲。
So for us,
今天为什么要服侍呢？
Why do we serve today?
服侍就是我们站在仆人的地位上。
Because we are standing in the position of a
servant. 把主的生命流露出来。
To let the Christ life overflow from within us.
把基督流露出来。
To manifest Christ.
所以我们今天在教会里让基督在凡事上居首位。
So we let Christ take preeminence in all things.
这个不是一句什么呢？不是一句口号，一句话。
This is not a slogan for us.
只有生命出来了，才看见基督能够居首位。
When life overflows from within you, then Christ would take preeminence.
我再说到末了的时代。
Let me repeat in these last days.
今天我们基督徒要顺着生命的感觉跟随主，非常重要。
Christians have to follow that flow of life. It's very important.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们是处在一个非常黑暗可怕的时代里面
We are living in these dark and dangerous days
仇敌运用大量死亡的权柄来攻 攻击这个世界。
The enemy is using his authority of death to attack us.
特别攻击主的教会。
And his prime target is the house of God.
我们需要活在生命的里面。
So let us abide in this life.
因为我们的主是生命的主。
Because our God is a God of life.
他借着生命来吞灭死亡。
By life, he overcame death.
他借着生命来解决一切死亡的问题。
He used his life to solve all the problems of death.
所以在你我的身上必须有生命的经历。
So in you and me, we have to experience this life.
啊，我们感觉到今天很多神的儿女们呢，不够能活在这个生命的里面。
I always feel that a lot of children of God fail to live in that life.
结果我们很多时候中了仇敌的诡计。
And because of that, we became susceptible to the enemy's attacks.
如果你跟随的只是外面的一个宗教行为一些的规条
，If you only followed religious rules and religious routines,
撒旦要把你弄死很容易的。
The devil can squash you anytime.
所以我们看见很多基督徒开头说，哇，很活，哎，过不了几个礼拜几个月，他死掉了。
You see a lot of Christians, you know, very joyful and rejoicing, but a couple of weeks later, they are in depression.
当然我们知道一个人真正得救之后呢，魔鬼也不能阻止你将来上天堂，对不对？
Of course, when you're born again, Satan cannot prevent you from going to heaven.
但是他可以把你弄成个不死不活的基督徒。
But he can turn you into someone half dead along the way.
暗名是活的，其实是死的，就这样。
You can have a name that is living, but in truth, you are dead.
把你弄成个不冷不热的。
He can turn you into something lukewarm.
如果今天不够活在基督的生命里面，你我就成了什么？撒旦手中玩弄的人。
If you don't live out that Christ life, you become Satan's toy.
有的聚会也是一样。
A lot of meetings are like that.
你看，如果大家都顺着生命的感觉的话呢
？If everyone follows that flow of life,
根本不可能出现这些难处的。
These difficulties won't happen.
有的仇敌中了仇敌的诡计。
And many of us fall into the enemy
trap. 本来那个聚会很活的，最后弄成个死的了。
The meetings were quite vibrant, and now it became dead.
你跑到聚会里面去，你摸不到生命的感觉了。
When you enter into the meeting place, you cannot feel life.
死沉的不得了了。
It's so dead.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们要记得
，Let us remember,
生命的主已经把生命赐给我。
The God of life already grants us his life.
我们要活在这个生命的里面。
We have to live in that life.
当然，新约圣经里面给我们看见生命有很多不同的特性。
Of course, the New Testament manifests many characteristics of this life.
首先，第一个我们知道这个生命被称作是永远的生命。
This life is the eternal life.
它是有永远性质的。
It has an eternal characteristic.
什么叫永远呢？
What does eternal mean?
它是不受时间限制的。
It's not constricted by time.
我们都晓得我们这个肉身的生命是有时间限制的。
We know that our physical bodies are constricted by time.
时间到了，你不想走也不行，对吧？
When time is up, you need to go.
但是呢，永远的生命是没有时间限制的。
But the eternal life has no restriction.
在任何的时候，它都是生命。
At any point in time, it
is
life.
它是延续的生命。
It's a life that never ends.
感谢我们的神啊！
Thank our God.
你只要你活在这个生命的里面，
If you live in that life,
他进入这个生命的祝福，
Then you would enter into that life's blessing.
真的是不一样。
So that Christ's life is different.
我们都知道，我们这个人的生命呢，又短，像雅各说的，又短又苦。
Our life is like how Jacob described his life. Few and evil are my days.
他活了一百多岁，他还说又短又苦。
He's over 100 years old, and he said, "Few and evil are my days."
我们也不知道能不能活到那么大，可能活不到。
I'm not sure I can reach 140.
那我们是更短更苦，对不对？
So our days are fewer and shorter than.
但是感谢神，神给了我们一个永远的生命。
But God gave us this eternal life.
你要活在这个生命中，你才有满足的喜乐。
So when you live according to that life, you're filled with joy.
所以它这个第一个性质是永远的。
So the first characteristics of this life is that it's eternal.
感谢主。
Thank our God.
那么这个生命呢，也被称作是复活的生命。
So this life is also called the resurrection life.
啊，这个对我们来讲太宝贵了。
So it's so precious to us.
啊，今天我们在地上生活呢，不可能不碰见仇敌死亡的攻击。
In our daily living, we always sense the attack of the enemy that brings forth death.
最近这段时间我有时候主带领我在其他各个不同的聚会里面服侍。
Recently, God led me to serve in different meeting places.
好多的聚会，很多弟兄姊妹都遭受死亡的攻击。
A lot of brothers and sisters were attacked by this death.
本来很热心的，现在。
They were so zealous for the Lord at one time, and now they are so cold.
连聚会都不想聚。
They don't even want to show up at a meeting.
哎呀，心里面看了真是非常的难过。
When I see them, I'm very sad.
但是弟兄姊妹不要忘记。
But do not forget.
其实主给我们的生命是个复活的生命。
God gives us this life, has this resurrection quality in it.
什么叫复活的生命啊？
What is the resurrection life?
它是经过死亡却不受死亡限制的生命。
It went through death, but it was not constricted by death.
你无法不遇见死亡。
You cannot but face death.
但是你可以从死亡里出来。
But you can come out of that.
所以呢，约翰在约翰福音第五章里面告诉我们
，In the Gospel of John, chapter 5, it tells us,
我们基督徒可以出死入生。
We can go from death to life.
撒旦的权势啊，可以危害我们。
The dominion of the enemy can be broken.
但是我们靠着这个生命呢？可以胜过撒旦的权势。
We can overcome the devil's authority by this resurrection life.
哦，尤其到末了的时代。
Especially in these last days.
我们真是感觉这个死亡的权势啊，笼罩着整个世界。
We can feel the dominion of death spreading around the world.
啊，基督徒要靠着主这个复活的生命，能够胜过这个死亡的权势。
Christians need to overcome that death by the resurrection life within us.
这个在侍奉上对我们来讲是一个很重要的一个考验。
This is a great test in service.
主既然从死里复活，
Christ came from death to life.
死亡不能拘禁他。
He cannot be constricted by death.
今天这个生命在我们里面。
And likewise, that life is within us.
照样是不能被死亡所拘禁。
Likewise, that life cannot be constricted by death.
感谢主。
Praise our God.
无论今天我们有多软弱，
No matter how weak we are today,
只要你里面有了这个真实的生命，
But as long as you have this real life within you,
总有一天你会从这个软弱中重新站起来。
You will stand up from your weakness one day because you have that.
在我过去的侍奉里面，
In my past service,
我已经碰见过不少的弟兄姊妹。
I met many brothers and sisters.
哎呀，有的弟兄姊妹都感觉他完了，再也不会起来了。
Some brothers and sisters felt that, oh, it's over, I won't get up again.
我记得哈，那个带领我得救的那个弟兄。
I remember the brother who introduced the gospel to me.
他当年呢，为着我的得救啊，费财费力。
Back in those days, he was so zealous to have me saved.
我那时候就十几岁。
I was just a teenager.
他是个商人。
He was a businessman.
哎呀，他哈，为着要我得救啊，他用尽心力。
He spent so much effort to have my soul saved.
光是带我去受浸这件事情呢，带我去受浸。
He tried to bring me into the baptismal service.
都请了我吃了好多顿饭。
He invited me. He treated me out many, out for many meals just to get that done.
我一个年轻人到他家，他摆了一桌子丰盛的宴席，我坐在那里啊，都坐立难安。
I wasn't a teenager, but he set out this great feast before me, and I didn't know what to do with all this food.
然后吃完饭之后，用三轮车把我拉到会所去了。
And after dinner, he would hire a rickshaw and bring me to church.
现在年轻人很多年轻人大概没坐过三轮车啊。
Maybe you have not had a ride on a rickshaw before. 我们那个时候坐三轮车是很奢侈的。At that point in time, to get a ride from a rickshaw is a very luxurious activity.
我坐在那个三轮车上都不安呢。
When I sat on that rickshaw, I feel very uncomfortable.
那么，真的是这么样的把我拉到主的救恩里。
He really dragged me before the Lord.
非常爱主的一个。
He was so zealous before the Lord.
那么，后来他遇见很大的难处。
And later on, he encountered some great difficulties in his life.
遭遇仇敌死亡的攻击。
The devil tried to attack him with death.
叫他从一个非常热心、非常爱主的一个弟兄啊，一下之间直直下落。
So, such a zealous brother, and he fell greatly from the height.
软弱到一个地步，连吃饭都不祷告。
He was so weak in his faith that he didn't even say grace when he ate.
他真的是灰心，真的是绝望。
He lost his hope. He was so disconcerted.
那他的光景，叫我们真正无法想象。
And it's really hard for us to see him like that.
有一年我回台湾去，我去看他。
There's this one year I went back to Taiwan and I visited him.
因为他带我得救的。
Because he was the one who introduced me to Christ.
他那时候非常软弱。
He said, "Oh, I'm so weak."
我到他家里面去。
I went to visit him in his home.
他一看见我。
When he saw me.
他就头低得很低。
His head hung low.
他看见自己的光景是这么样的不堪。
When he reflect upon his spiritual condition, it's truly very low.
而他所当年带领的那个小弟兄现在侍奉主了。
He was seeing that this young man was the one whom I brought to Christ years ago.
非常的难堪。
That made him even more depressed.
他就跟我讲。
He said to me.
流着泪讲。
His tears streaming from his cheeks.
他说弟兄啊。
Brother.
当年我做生意的时候。
When I was conducting my business,
他说每一次去聚会，
each and every meeting,
一看见奉献箱，
when I see that offering box,
我身上就摸看看有没有什么东西可以奉献。
I try to reach into my pockets to see if there's anything I can give.
他说有一次做生意赚了好几千块钱，好几千块钱。
There's this time I earned a couple of thousand bucks with my business.
他说我趁着没有人的时候，
when I see there's no one around,
我跑到会所里面。
I went to the meeting place.
他说我把那个钱呢塞在奉献箱里。
I took all that money and stuffed it in the offering box.
那个奉献箱的口太小了。
Because the opening of the offering box is so small.
所以我那叠钱呢，我怎么拍，最后把它塞进去。
I had to really stuff that money in.
哎呀，一边讲一边哭。
And as he shared, he was weeping.
他说：“弟兄，你知道吗
？”Brother, do you know?
我遭遇了非常大的打击。
I had this great blow.
这些弟兄们对付我。
These brothers attacked me.
叫我心灰意冷。
And I lost heart.
我觉得不公平。
I felt it was unfair.
现在我看见奉献箱。
Now when I see the offering box.
他说我现在比从前有钱的多了。
I'm much more wealthy than what I was back then.
我现在连100块钱我都不想丢。
Now I won't even drop some change in that box.
一面讲一面流泪。
And as he shared, he was crying.
当然我鼓励他了。
Of course, I encouraged him.
我说当年是你把我带得救的。
You were the one who led me to
Christ. 你不能这个样子。
You can't be like this today. You should get up.
弟兄，我没有办法。
Brother, I can't.
我没有办法。
I can't.
哎呀，那天我从他家里出来的时候，我也心里很难过。
And when I left his home that day, I felt so sad inside.
我说主啊。
I said, Lord,
为什么当年这么爱你的一个弟兄会落到这样一个地步呢？
How can a brother that was so zealous for you end up like this?
我们的弟兄遭遇了死亡的攻击。
Our brother faced the attack of death.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
无论怎样，他是一个得救的人。
No matter what, he is born again.
他里面有复活的生命。
He has that resurrection life within him.
人没有办法。
Men cannot help him.
我们劝告也没办法。
Our words fail us.
你恳求也不行。
You cannot plead with him.
但是主的生命是个复活的生命。
But Christ's life is the resurrection life.
他不可能长久的受死亡的压制的。
He will not be constricted by death forever.
感谢主，若干年之后。
Thank the Lord, many years later.
我再回到台湾的时候。
When I went back to Taiwan again.
他活起来了，活过来。
He became alive again.
哎呀，我们心里好高兴啊。
I was so happy.
所以我在跟他交通，
so、
我看到又重新的热心起来了。
And I saw his zealousness.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
今天我们的侍奉，
today our service,
真正的见证在哪里呢？
Where is that true testimony?
出死入生，
from death into life.
撒旦可以用死亡攻击我们，
yes, the devil can attack us with death.
但是主可以用复活的生命来供应我们。
But the Lord can supply us with this resurrection life.
所以侍奉是流露生命的一个侍奉。
So service is to let that life overflow from within you.
这个生命呢，
this life,
也是一个得胜的生命。
It's an overcoming life.
所以主耶稣曾经用个比喻啊，他像一粒麦子一样落在地里死了。
Remember the parable that Jesus gave? Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains alone.
这个死会结出许多籽粒来的。
But if it dies, it bears many it bears much fruit.
我们要满心感谢我们的主啊。
We have to praise and thank our God.
他是生命的主。
He is the God of life.
他是可以说呢，不知道死亡的。
He is the God of life. He does not know death.
但是呢，他为着你我的缘故，希伯来书记载他亲尝死味。
But for you and me, he tasted death for us.
这个对生命的主来讲是最大的痛苦。
For the God of life, it's such suffering.
主为着你我的缘故。
For you and me.
因为呢，他要为我们的死亡中开道路。
Because he needs to open a way out of death for us.
所以我们可以从死亡里面出来。
So we can come out of death.
所以保罗呢，在罗马书第八章的里面。
So Paul in Romans 8 tells us.
他说我们靠着那爱我们的主，可以得胜有余。
So through him who loves us, we can overcome all these things.
这个呢，告诉我们是胜过仇敌的自己。
We can overcome the devil himself.
我们可以胜过仇敌的权势。
We can overcome the power of the enemy.
我们更可以胜过仇敌的自己。
We can overcome the devil himself.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
在旧约圣经里面，
in the Old Testament,
有一卷书啊，叫做约书亚记。
There's this book called the Book of Joshua.
我们看约书亚记是什么意思呢？
What does the Book of Joshua mean?
就是胜过众仇敌。
Is to overcome all the enemies.
因为呢，整个迦南地被他们占据。
Because Canaan was occupied by all his enemies.
所以呢，约书亚进去之后，一个一个仇敌把他们消灭。
So when Joshua entered into the promised land, he had to take them out one by one.
所以最后把迦南地占为以色列人的产业。
So in the end, Joshua obtained Canaan as Israel's inheritance.
所以以弗所书就告诉我们。
So in Ephesians, it tells us.
我们不是与属血气的征战。
We do not wage war against flesh and blood.
我们乃是与空中执政掌权者的首领征战。
But against the principalities, against the principles of darkness in the heavenly places.
并且我们不仅得胜，并且得胜有余。
We do not overcome, but
conquer the conquerors.
We conquer the conquerors.
你看看，本来我们是被他 conquered， 我们现在呢反过来把他给制服了。
We ought to have been conquered, but we flipped a situation and we become overcomers, conquerors ourselves.
所以，因此呢，我们可以突破仇敌的权势。
So we can break the powers of darkness.
我们可以超越仇敌的权势。
We can overcome the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
This is such a precious thing.
所以在旧约创世纪里面讲到神的创造的时候。
In Genesis, when it mentions the creation,
有两样生物是特别蒙神祝福的。
There are two creatures that are specially blessed.
就神在那造鸟、造鱼的时候啊。
When
神造鸟，天空的飞鸟。
When God made the birds of the air.
然后造鱼在水里。
And then when He made the creatures of the sea.
神不仅看着甚好。
God did not say they are very good.
并且神祝福。
God bless them.
奇怪了，我们读很多东西，为什么光祝福那个鸟跟那个鱼呢？
Why did God just bless the birds of the air and the fishes of the sea?
我想神不是像人一样喜欢养鱼养鸟，对吧？
Maybe God loves to raise birds and fishes just like
both of us. 因为这有预表的含义。
But there is a special meaning to these two creatures.
因为这个鸟啊，是预表着一个属天的生命有突破的。
Because birds.Represents this heavenly life that overcomes.
有时候基督徒在困难里面的时候，你一活在这个生命里面，你就如鹰展翅上腾。
Sometimes when Christians abounded under all these difficulties, they can soar up and break through like eagles and soar.
这个鱼呢，预表得胜的生命。
The fishes represents the overcoming life.
在水里面只有鱼能活的。
Only sea creatures can live under the water.
所以神的意思告诉我们，今天在教会里面，这个像鸟一样的、像鱼一样的生命越多越好。
So likewise, God is telling us, if you live that heavenly life like the birds, or the overcoming life like the sea creatures, then you are greatly blessed.
对不起，我这个时间是我搞错，到什么时候？是到九点啊 ？OK， 那还有时间。 那么好，我想弟兄姊妹们在这里啊，我们把这个生命的这个特性啊，那么给弟兄姊妹们略略的说明了一下。
So now I have brought forth before you the characteristics of this life.
所以在侍奉中最重要的是要把这个生命流露出来。
So the most important thing in service is to let that life overflow from within you.
我们真正为主做的见证。
When we truly testify for the Lord.
当神儿子的生命在我们的侍奉生活中显露着，那个就是一个真的见证。
That is when the life of Christ truly overflows from within us.
所以，主耶稣在地上做的榜样。
So the example that Jesus set before us.
他站在仆人的地位上。
He stand at the place of a servant.
因着他的侍奉。
Because of his service.
让人认识他是神的儿子。
Others can recognize him as the Son of God.
今天我们也是一样。
Likewise today.
在我们的侍奉中，把主的生命流露出来了。
In our service, when we let that Christ life overflow from within us.
使人认识耶稣是神的儿子。
Then others can recognize that Christ is the Son of God.
使主能因这个得荣耀。
And Christ is glorified.
你若不服侍。
If you do not serve.
主耶稣基督从你身上彰显不出来了。
Christ cannot be manifested from your living.
那我们对主就 有了亏欠。
Then you fall short of what God intended for you.
所以呢，儿子的侍奉第一方面就是生命的侍奉。
So the son's service is the service of life.
这儿子的侍奉第二方面的意义就是家的服事。
And secondly, the son's service is the service of the family.
我们真正的服事主，也是服事我们。
When we serve God, we are serving our heavenly Father.
我想我们中国人呢，很注重家庭的这个生活。
You see, the Chinese are very family-centered.
啊，我们对我们的父亲呢，我们都是非常的这个敬重。
We hold our fathers in high regard.
你很多中国人呢，那么无论出来留学做事。
Whether the Chinese would study overseas or work.
我们都很想呢，为了我们的父亲呢，争个脸面，对吧？
We want to have our fathers honored.
如果我们有一点点的成就，
if we have some accomplishment,
哇，我们的父母就得荣耀了。
Then the glory of the children belongs to the father.
我们的家族就得荣耀了。
Then the family is honored.
哇，我们里面是多么的开心呢！
And we are so happy with all that.
弟兄姊妹们。神是的，给我们世界上有这个家。
God give us this family.
其实这个家庭生活是叫我们更多体会神的心意的。
So through our families we can understand His heart.
那今天呢，我们蒙恩得救成为神的儿女了。
Today we are saved, we should become the children of God.
我们有真正以父亲的事情为念吗
？Do we put the heart of the Father first in all things?
我们有重视我们父亲的。这个事情嘛
Do we care about the heart of the Father?
有很多时候我们实在感觉很惭愧。
Many times we fall short of that.
我们对地上的父亲好像比对天上的父亲呢，这个好像要好得多啊。
It's as though we honored our earthly fathers more than our heavenly Father.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
这是一个非常宝贵的思想。
This is a very precious idea.
圣经呢，用这个家。那形容啊，教会。
In the scriptures, the family is used to describe the church.
啊，其实呢不是形容，教会就是神的家。
The church is the house of God.
这个家对我们来讲是一个甜美的思想，对不对
？So this family concept is sweet to us.
啊，我每次出门到外，一想一回家，我就很快乐。
When I travel, I rejoice greatly when I come home.
我们在外面，无论那个人家对我们多好，我们住的多好，吃多好，我只想回家。
No matter how well I'm treated outside or what fancy places I visit, I always want to go home.
对不对呢
？Isn't it so?
啊，你回家，那实在是一个这个说不出来的这个美好的感觉。
When you go home, you feel so sweet inside.
是的，神就是把这个意念呢。放在他自己的心意的里面。
This idea God placed in His eternal purpose.
所以呢，在旧约圣经的里面。
So in the Old Testament.
以色列这个民族，神得着他们。
God obtained the people of Israel.
神称他们为以色列家。
He calls them the house of Israel.
哎，你看，用家来称呼他们的。
God calls the Israelites his house.
然后十二个支派有各有各的家。
And then each tribe has its own house.
我很喜欢呢，香港的他们的这个聚会啊。
I really like this meeting place in Hong Kong.
他们用家来称呼他们的聚会。
They call their meeting places house.
啊，他们有的时候讲这个什么北角家、葵芳家，这个就都是用家，这个真的很好啊。
So the house in North Point, the house in Kwai Fong, each meeting place is called house.
我们是活在家中的。
Yes, we live in that house.
这是我们的家。
It's our family.
我们应该关心它，对不对？
We should care about the house.
今天呢，最可怕的情况就是很多基督徒慢慢的到教会里面呢做教友的，我最不喜欢这个东西。
You know, a lot of Christians sit in the church pews today and just warm the benches.
好像他的好坏呢，那是那几个人的事情，不是我们的事。
It's as though you know the church's business is their business.
我们失去了家的感觉。
They lost the feeling for the house.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常可怕的一件事情。
It's a very frightening thing.
今天我们已经回到了神的家。
Today we return to the house of God.
甚至你看见神有时候看以色列人光景不好了，就称他们什么雅各家。
When the Israelites fall short of God's purpose, God chastised them and called them the house of Jacob.
但是呢，这个雅各家呢，里面呢，神称呼雅各家的时候，里面充满了爱的。
But when God called them the house of Jacob, God's heart was filled with love.
虽然雅各很诡诈。
Even though Jacob was such a deceiver, he's not a good guy.
但是呢，也是家。
But his house is still a house.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个家在圣经的里面是一个非常甜美的思想。
So this house in God's concept is a very sweet one.
所以在主耶稣的比喻里面多次讲到这个家。
So in the parables of Jesus, he mentions the house many times.
保罗到晚年的时候写提摩太后书，提摩太前书。
In his twilight years, wrote First Timothy.
他就说这家。就是永生神的教会。
This house is the house of the eternal God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们是在神的家中。
Yes, so church is the house of the eternal God. We are in that house.
我们的服侍是服侍我们的父亲。
We serve our heavenly Father.
所以我们要常常思念父亲。
So we have to mind our Father's business.
那么当教会光景软弱的时候。
When the church condition is low.
那么在启示录讲到那班得胜者。
In Revelation, it speaks of the overcomer.
这个得胜者有个特点呢。
The overcomers has this particular characteristic.
就他们的额头上面呢。
On their forehead.
有主的名。
Has the name of God.
也有父的名。
And the name of the Father.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
他们时时刻刻都在思念主。
They always think of the Lord.
时时刻刻都想到父的家。
They always think of the Father's house.
我想我们今天很多人离乡背井跑到加拿大来了。
A lot of people left their homes and came to Canada.
很多是我们的家还在中国，在台湾。
Our houses still in Taiwan or China.
哇，你一有机会就回去，你都很开心啊。
And whenever you have a chance to go back, it's a treat.
我们都顾念我们的家，希望我们的家好。
We always think of our house and hope that it would prosper.
今天我们是天父的儿女。
Today we are the children of Heavenly Father.
我们应该和我们的神一同起来建立这个家。
We should rise up and build up God's house together.
我们要叫我们聚会的地方成为我们父亲安息的所在。
We should turn our meeting places into a house where God can find rest.
是我们在这里跟我们的天父之间可以交通。可以来往的一个地方。
This place should be a place where we can fellowship with our Father face to face.
我常常想起我的父亲。
I always think of my dad.
他年轻的时候啊。
When he was young.
因为他是一个军人。
Because he was a military man.
非常严肃的。
He was very stern.
我小时候看见他，我都怕得不得了。
When I saw him when I was a child, I was afraid.
但是怕归怕，还是父亲，对吧？
I was afraid, but he was still my dad.
我记得有一次啊，我不知道怎么。那天晚上呢，跟我父亲两个睡在一张床上。
There was this one night that both of us slept on the same bed.
哎呀，我紧张得不得了。
I was so tight.
平常看见他的都会发抖的。
I would shake in his presence.
所以那天晚上，我整个人贴着墙睡。
So that night I faced the wall when I slept.
我动也不敢动一下。
I dare not move.
我唯恐碰见他了，就碰到他了。
I was afraid to touch him.
但是感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
当我父亲年老的时候啊。
When my father became old.
非常的慈祥。
He was such a kind man.
他甚至有一次告诉我。
He once told me.
那是因为我有些事情发生。
Something happened to me back then.
他说你知道吗？我半夜起来啊。跪在神跟前，流泪为你祷告。
You know, in the middle of the night, I knelt before the Lord and I wept for you in prayer.
哇，我心真是好受感动啊。
I was so touched by that.
父亲。
Father.
弟兄姊妹们，这是不同的关系，对不对？
Brothers and sisters, this is a different relationship.
今天我们跟神之间也是父子之间的关系。
Today with God, it's the relationship between father and son.
我们的服侍是服侍我们的父亲。
We serve our father in service.
如果你这样想，你就心甘情愿，你就很快乐，对不对？
If you have that concept, you serve willingly.
哎呀，我现在看见我的儿子服侍我啊，他为我做一点事，他比我还开心。
Today, when my son does something for me, he rejoices greatly in that task.
我都知道他的心思啊。
Because I understand what's going on in his head.
他天天就在想着给我做点什么事。
He's always thinking, what can he do for me?
因为现在什么需要也没有，所以他没什么机会。
But I have no needs today, so he doesn't have a chance to serve me.
他只要抓住机会为我做一点，哎呀，我看他快乐得不得了。
When he finds an opportunity, he seizes it and he rejoices in it.
我常常发现他在偷笑。
I always caught him smiling in secret.
心里快乐。
Because he was so happy that he can do something for me.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天服侍主就应该是这样。
Today when we serve the Lord, likewise we should have that attitude.
如果我们今天服侍的那么辛苦，那么劳苦，觉得侍奉这是个重担，弟兄姊妹们，你不是在服侍父亲。
If you feel your service is so dreary and weary and it's an obligation, brothers and sisters, you're not serving the heavenly Father.
所以在路加福音十五章。
So in Luke chapter 15,
记载一个叫人心碎的故事。
Has this heartbreaking story.
那是一个非常不正常又可怜的现象。
It's a very sad and abnormal circumstance.
我们知道那个小孩子是浪子。
We know that the younger son is the prodigal.
他多伤父亲的心啊。
He broke the father's heart.
爸爸还没死呢。
The father is still alive.
他说：“你把我当得的产业给我。”
Give me my portion as my inheritance.
哇，这个父亲呢，真是好父亲啊。
That father was truly a good father.
今天呢，你们这做爸爸的人，如果你的儿子跑来跟这么跟你讲
，If one of your sons will come up to you and say the same thing today,
你会把你他的产业给他吗
？Will you really give your inheritance to him？
那你一定说你出去吧。
You would kick him out of the house.
啊，对不对呢
？Isn't it so？
这个爸爸真好啊。
That father was a good father.
把他的产业就给他。
He did give him his share of the inheritance.
哇，开心的不得了！这小孩子拿了钱就跑到远方去，浪费资产，是吧
？And then the son took the money and squandered it and went to a faraway place.
到最后，一切都消耗完了。
In the end, he used it all up.
饥饿的不得了。
And he was so hungry.
连猪吃的豆荚他都吃不到。
He even wants to eat the pods that were used to feed pigs.
但是呢，他想起父亲。
And then he thought of the father. When we read the story, we ought to weep.
只有到了这么穷困的时候，想起爸爸。
Only when you are at the end of yourself, you think of your father.
他说我富家丰富有余。
My father's servants are more well-fed than I am.
我为什么在这里受苦呢
？Why should I be here?
他一路回去，一路在编话编故事。
So on his way home, he thought of what to say.
我见到父亲的时候，我一定要跟他讲。父亲啊，我不配做你的儿子。
On the way home, he thought, "Father, I've sinned against heaven and against you."
你把我当做雇工好了。
I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Hire me as a servant.
他想父亲如果能原谅他
，And the father forgave him.
他在家做雇工也值得。
And he, the son, was planning to be his servant.
结果他没有想到。
And to his surprise,
这个老父亲天天站在路口上等着。
His father was waiting for him day after day.
远远看见他回来了。
And when he saw him afar off,
是父亲跑过去啊。
The father ran to him,
抱着他，连连与他亲嘴。
And hugged him and kissed his neck.
他还在那想着，他还在那想把他编的话跟父亲呐、啊，我不配做你儿子。 父亲根本都不要听的。
He has a speech ready, but the father wasn't listening.
马上吩咐仆人把上好的袍子穿上，把戒指戴上，把肥牛犊宰了。
He commanded the servants, come and bring that rope I prepared for him, put the ring on his fingers and kill the fattened calf.
这说明我们天父的心。
It manifests the father's heart.
这个儿子是我死而复活，死而又得。
My son was dead and has become alive again.
父亲永远爱我们。
The father loves us always.
但是这个小儿子实在是伤了父亲的心。
Though the younger son really broke the father's heart.
但是那个大儿子呢？
But what about the elder son?
能叫父亲的心满足吗？
Could he satisfy the father's heart?
他一看见这个儿子回来了，小弟回来了。
When the firstborn saw his younger brother return.
哎呀，他跑去跟他父亲说，你这个儿子。
That son of yours.
哇，这个爸爸听了也是心里很难过啊。
The father's heart was hurt when he heard
that. 他没说我的弟弟回来，他说你这个儿子。
He didn't say, oh, my little bro came back. He said, that son of yours.
花光了，你回来你还把肥牛犊宰了。
That squandered your wealth of prostitutes. You killed the fattened calf for him.
他说我这么多年服侍你。
I served you all these years.
我连一只小小的羊羔都没有吃过。
You didn't even give me a young goat to celebrate with my friends.
弟兄姊妹们，这个大儿子也伤父亲的心。
You see, likewise, the firstborn broke the father's heart.
啊，这么大儿子好像没有。离家出走，在家里什么都规规矩矩，规规矩矩，但是呢，从来都没有享受到主的好处。
That elder brother was so prim and proper all his life, but he never understood the father's heart and didn't enter into the riches of the father.
我记得啊，我们在温哥华曾经有一位年长的弟兄。
I remember in Vancouver, this is elderly brother.
他曾经呢，在一个团体，一个基督徒团体里面三十年。
He was in this Christian organization for 30 years.
啊，规规矩矩，每个礼拜拿着圣经做礼拜。
He was regular in his church attendance.
然后呢，也奉献钱。
And he also tithed.
到最后在教会里面呢，也管钱财。
And he was managing the finances.
但是他居然跟主之间呢，从来没有一次直接的这个接触。
But he never had a genuine encounter with the Lord, even though he was very prim and proper.
到后来在温哥华，他碰见了我们啊。
And in Vancouver, he met us.
他真的很爱主。
And he truly loved the Lord.
他每这个主日听完道之后啊。
After he listened to the Sunday
sermon. 回到家里面，他就把他的桌子啊上面把圣经摊开来，把笔记摊开来，就仔细的再把这个听过的道再把它。
He would spread out his Bible and his Sunday notes and review everything from head to toe.
后来他生病。
And then he became sick.
医生呢找来找去找不到什么原因。
The doctors couldn't figure out what's wrong with him.
那么感谢主，那个时候他自己也知道怎样祷告。
And thank the Lord, he knew how to pray.
他终于跟主之间有了个接触。
He finally had that encounter with the Lord.
他就跟我讲，到今天我不会忘记。
He fellowshiped with me, and I never forgot what he said.
弟兄啊，
brother son,
我过去三十年做基督徒。
In the past 30 years, I was a Christian.
规规矩矩的。
Prim and proper.
从来跟主啊也没什么实际的联络。
I never encountered the Lord.
感谢主，三十年之后，主叫我给我补课。
Thank the Lord that 30 years later, He let me learn this special lesson.
现在我跟主之间的关系建立。
Now I have this established relationship with him.
恢复了跟神之间父子的关系。
He was restored to the position of the son and the father.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
神把这个比喻摆在我们的跟前。
God put this parable before us.
实在是提醒我们。
To remind us,
我们固然不能做那个小儿子。
We cannot be the prodigal, of course.
但是你也不要做那个大儿子。
But likewise, don't be the firstborn.
啊，我们每个主日到这里啊，规规矩矩的在做事，从来在里面跟天父之间没有什么交通。
Don't be the prim and proper Christian that never really met the Lord.
这是多么可惜的一件事情。
That is very sad.
侍奉是服侍父亲。
Service is serving your heavenly Father.
我们经营天父的产业。
We are to inherit the heavenly riches.
他的旨意。
We are to fulfill His purposes.
主耶稣道成肉身来到地上，成为一个仆人。
When Jesus took the form of man and became, the Word became flesh.
最大的目的。
The greatest purpose is to satisfy the heart of the Father. So he became an example for us. In the New Testament, the method of service has changed. It's the Son serving the Father. By life, we manifest the glory of the Son. We are all saved here.
我们已经拥有主耶稣基督的生命。We
all already has the life of Christ within us.
请我们记得,
Let us remember,
在侍奉上,
in service,
最重要的把生命流露出来,
the most important thing is to let that life overflow from within you.
最重要的,
the more important thing is,
服侍我们的父亲,
serve your Father,
建立神的家,
build up the house of God.
我想, 如果今天我们能够有这样的认识,
If we have this understanding,
我们的侍奉能够成为好的服事,
our service would be good service.
那么主回来的时候呢,
when the Lord comes back,
也许我们能够得着他的称许,
perhaps we would receive compliments from him.
我们请低头再点祷告,
Let us pray.
把我们的父亲, 我们满心地感谢你,
Abba Father, our hearts are filled with thanks.
你借着你儿子所完成的救赎,
By your Son, you have completed such a great salvation.
把我们这些人召回了家,
and call us to your house.
我们拥有你的生命,
we have your life.
圣灵与我们的心同证, 我们是神的儿女。
The Holy Spirit identifies with our spirit that we are your children.
我们感谢你,
we thank you.
我们的主耶稣基督站在儿子的地位上服侍了你。
Our Christ Jesus stood in the place of the Son and served you, and glorified you greatly. Today, likewise, we are your Son. We ought to serve you.
父啊,
Father,
may
the life of your Son be manifested in each and every one of us.
借着这个生命的流露,
that by this overflow of life,
我们能荣耀主耶稣基督,
we can glorify Jesus Christ.
父啊, 也借着这个侍奉,
Father, by this service,
能够建立你自己的家,
we can build up your house.
愿我们聚会的所在,
may the gathering place,
实在具备家的实际,
would enter into that reality of the house.
让你在其中得安息,
that you may find rest therein.
愿我们都活在你的跟前,
that we can live before you.
时候已经到了末了,
the time is at hand.
我们的心实在渴望你早日的差遣你的儿子回来,
our heart longs for the return of your Son.
但是我们也渴望,
we also long,
我们能利用还有的时间和机会,
that we can use the remaining time and opportunities,
能把你所喜悦的侍奉献给你,
to please you in all our services.
父啊, 求你祝福你的儿女,
Father, please bless your children.
借着你的灵常常提醒我们,
by your Spirit, always admonish us.
晚间我们把深处的敬拜归给你,
we want to render to you our worship from the depths of our hearts.
我们这样的祷告,
this prayer,
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名,
it's by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.